listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, welcoming in next Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke. We will discuss the latest regarding the UW system's proposed budget cuts and this possible tuition cap. Plus, we'll talk about some other budget issues and whatever you would like to talk about. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And I should, in the spirit of full disclosure, remind you that Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension. I am an employee of the University of Wisconsin Extension, so these proposed budget cuts affect Wisconsin Public Radio and me. Let me welcome our next guest. Very happy to have with us Jim Steinecke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna and the Assembly Majority Leader. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for joining us. So, picking up where I just left off with our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, Governor Walker says he's opening to limiting tuition increases at the UW system schools to inflation. Is this something that you can see yourself supporting?
I'm not sure. I'm a little concerned about that. I mean, given the governor's original proposal was to offer them pretty broad flexibility when it came to setting tuition and procurements and other issues. It's something I'd have to take a look at, but I think if we give them the flexibility to set tuition, I agree that there may be the thought that they could raise tuition by a great amount, but I think the market forces alone would keep them in line, would prevent them from raising tuition above what their peers in the Big Ten are. And also, we always have the authority to pull that back. So I think there are several factors in place that would keep them from going too far.
Yeah. How do you feel about the $300 million in cuts to the UW system? Do you think that's too harsh, just right, or don't you know yet?
Well, it's a little concerning, and we're not quite sure how that's going to impact the university system. I've met with university officials over the last week or two here, and I'm not sure that they're exactly clear on what impact it's going to have on the university. So I know a couple of the regents I talked to are going to study this over the course of the next month or so, try to find out where they can come up with efficiencies, how much money that would save the system. And then I think at that point they'll come back to us and let us know what the system could handle.
UW System President Ray Cross has acknowledged that it has $1.3 billion in reserves. The Walker administration wants the system to tap into that to offset some of these cuts, but Cross says there are legal limitations on how that money can be used. Should there be a way for the system to dip into those funds, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think even Ray Cross would admit that some of those funds could be used to backfill these cuts, but he is correct that a lot of them are already spoken for and committed, so you can't expect them to use all 300 million with those reserves. So I think it's going to be a combination of things that work together over the course of the next few months as we go through the budget process to help alleviate some of those cuts.
Yeah. So, but your thoughts on whether the revenues, the revenues that you'll know more about in May, is that going to be a way to offset these cuts?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking for. Is hopefully in May the revenue estimates come in higher than what they are now. That's kind of what we're expecting. We're just not sure what that number is going to be. So, my first priority is going to be helping the public education and alleviating some of the funding issues there. Obviously, UW is going to be part of that equation as well.
Andy on Facebook writes, "Why should we believe budget projections when they were so off based on last time? Or they were so far off base last time. The last tax cut was passed based on a surplus that hasn't appeared yet. It didn't, and in fact, it's turned into a deficit. Will the state use more responsible budget numbers when when projected the effects of tax cuts. In any case, I guess Andy is skeptical that we know what we're doing here.
Sure, and I understand those concerns. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau is the one that does these projections. It's a nonpartisan agency of state government, very well respected by both sides of the aisle. So those are the numbers that we rely on. We don't make them up out of thin air. So they came in, they were lower than originally projected, but we're not alone. I think 30 or more other states in the country are facing similar issues. So when those estimates were done, we were told that they were pretty conservative in nature. They just missed the mark. So obviously we'll look at those when they come out in May, make sure that they're realistic. But anytime you're doing any kind of forecasting, it's difficult to hit that mark every single time.
We are talking with Jim Steinke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna. He is the Assembly's majority leader. And we are talking with him about the latest with the proposed state budget, talking about the proposed cuts for the UW system. We'll also talk about transportation, that new Milwaukee Bucks arena, and other budget issues. What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll be back talking more about the budget on this edition of our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. In this half of our State Capitol Report, we are talking with the Assembly Majority Leader, Republican State Representative from Kaukauna, Jim Steinke. We're talking about the state budget issues that are before the state legislature and welcoming your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Amy in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Amy.
Good morning. Question for the representative. My understanding of the cuts to the university are that this is a base budget cut of $300 million. And while the university may have this money to backfill for this year, I don't understand what the legislature is thinking in terms of moving forward, how they would be able to cover that amount. And my second question is the issue of the property tax givebacks of $5 a year seems pretty insignificant in terms of even probably our most poor families in the state. And I wonder what that actually may mean for communities to be able to keep that income and give back to the citizens in that way.
Representative Steinke?
Well, as far as the $300 million in cuts and how that would be affected going forward, I think under Governor Walker's original proposal, it would give the UW system flexibility going forward, so that would help them through procurement costs and other efficiencies that they can gain as a system, and then also giving them that flexibility in tuition. So I think going forward, that's where you'd see the ability of the system to deal with those cuts. As far as the property tax cut, I'm a believer that Wisconsin property taxes have been too high. They've been too high for generations now. We're making progress in the right direction to hold the line on those property taxes for people throughout the state. I think it's going to have a pretty big impact on Wisconsin's economy as a whole. So that's something that we believe in, whether it's $5 or $10 over the course of time. It's a heck of a lot better direction to reduce taxes by 5 than raise them by 50. So that's a focus that we've had as a caucus. We're going to remain fiscally responsible, though. We're going to keep our budget in order and make sure we can sustain that.
Yeah. What do you say, though, to those who say holding the line on property taxes also means we're holding the line on public education? Are we, hurting public education to hold the line on property taxes?
Well, that's something obviously we're concerned about. And like I said, we're going to be looking at these new revenue estimates in May. Hopefully we'll have a better outlook at that time. And my intention would be to support some of that new money going into public education. I think it's important. We've held the line on spending it in public education over the course of the last 4 years. I don't think it's sustainable in the long term to keep holding the line on that. I think we have to continue to invest more over the course of the next few years. So I think as a caucus, we support that. Now, the governor was working with revenue estimates that weren't great. And like I said, I'm hoping things change in May and we'll be able to invest more.
Representative John Nygren, who chairs the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, thinks Governor Walker is going to get the vast, vast majority of what he wants in his proposed budget. Do you agree?
Well, I think that's generally how it works with any governor. They kind of set that bar in their proposed budget, and then in order to make a lot of different changes throughout the entire budget, it's difficult because you kind of have to deconstruct it and then build it back up again. So I think it is difficult to expect wholesale changes across the board. A lot of the things that the governor proposed will survive, but again, based on those new revenue estimates, we'll be able to help in some of those areas that were either held flat or cut.
You wrote a column last week on finding a long-term solution to the transportation shortfall. What do you think of Governor Walker's proposal to borrow $1.3 billion to pay for road projects?
Well, first, I want to applaud the governor as a general rule on how he dealt with bonding in the budget. Overall, bonding is down throughout the entire budget. But in transportation, I think the Assembly has... Assembly Republicans have some concerns about continuing to bond at that high of a level. So what we'll do over the next few months is look for ways that we can find efficiencies within the transportation budget, make sure that every tax dollar is being spent wisely, and then if we're still short of revenue going forward, we'll look for some responsible ways to broaden that base.
Yeah, like what?
Well, the transportation, there was a committee formed to study this issue. There were a number of recommendations. Some were increasing the gas tax or adding a fee based on vehicle miles traveled, just increasing the registration fee. I think everything will be on the table, and I don't want to prejudge any particular item because we haven't had a broader discussion about this as a caucus, but we'll look for a responsible way to accomplish that.
So do you think the Walker administration was right to turn down the Menominee Tribe's offer to pay the balance of a new Milwaukee Bucks arena in exchange for letting them have their casino in Kenosha?
Well, I don't know all the details. I know what has been put out there publicly as an offer. I'm not sure exactly how real that is and if they'd be able to actually follow through with that. But it does complicate the issue. I mean, we've got a vast majority of representatives throughout the state that whose constituents have little or nothing to do with the Bucks. So every little issue that comes along that complicates finding funding for the arena makes it more difficult to pass something like that.
Yeah. So are you optimistic that this arena is going to be built or that $220 million will be kicked in by the state?
I'm not optimistic that $220 million will be kicked in by the state. I think that's much too high of a number. I think what we're looking for in Madison is we're looking for the city and the county to step up with a significant amount of money to help offset the state's contribution. I have a hard time going back to my constituents, some of whom live in Brown County, when they paid for the renovations of Lambeau Field with a countywide sales tax, and now Bucks owners in the city are looking for state taxpayers to pick up the cost of the arena. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to my constituents back home.
I'm Joy Cardine. In this edition of our State Capitol Report, we are talking with Jim Steinecke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna. He is the Assembly Majority Leader. We still have a few more minutes with him if you would like to weigh in on a budget issue at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. We have Willem in Colfax with us. Hello, Willem.
Good morning. Mr. Steinecke, he uses the word, responsible a lot, and I think that these cuts that comes to mind for me is like penny wise, pound foolish. This idea of I would gladly give back any minor savings I have in property tax if I felt like our state was going in the right direction. And the reason I think that's really a foolish cut is the cuts to the DNR, and particularly to the scientists in the DNR. I live in a region where frac sand mining is literally exploding in our region. Thousands of acres of land is being torn up for shipping sand out of our state.
Yeah. So do you support the cuts to the DNR, including cutting staff from the DNR's Science Bureau?
That's one of those areas that I'm more than willing to take a look at, because I just haven't had the ability to have any conversation with leadership at the DNR to see what kind of impact that would have on the ground. I would be concerned if that would affect the DNR's ability to protect groundwater and the overall environment in Wisconsin. That's something that I think all of us want to ensure that they still have the ability to do so. I'll be having conversations with DNR leadership over the next few weeks, as well other representatives, to find out exactly what this would mean for the DNR.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take another call from Jonathan in Green Bay. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, Joy. I guess my question is, the common rap against the Democrats is always tax and spend. But the Republicans, what are they doing? Borrowing and spending. Borrowing.
All right. Is that what's happening, Representative Steinecke?
Well, again, I think, Joy, as you mentioned, or as was mentioned on the news just a little bit earlier, the trend for borrowing has been down over the course of the last 4 years. So it's an important thing to remember. Now, again, we have concerns as a caucus over the level of bonding and the transportation fund. Something that we're going to take a look at, and I'm assuring you that will be reduced as we go through the budget deliberations.
Let's go next to Mary in Wausau. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have a question, and that is, my concern is for the decision-making process. Why not involve the university system and educational systems with data-driven conversations before the announcement of these cuts? And also, overall, just offer listening sessions throughout the state on other such areas, senior care, Badger care, tax-funded subsidies for private schools, the environmental law changes. It seems like it would help you find out how your decisions truly impact communities, especially rural communities, throughout the state.
Sure. Representative Steinecke.
No, I appreciate that. And I think, I can't speak to exactly the process the governor went through in crafting his budget. I'm sure that he involved system officials in figuring out what flexibilities that they would be looking for. But as far as going around the state and gathering input, that's exactly what we'll be doing over the course of the next 2 months or so. As individual legislators, we're all setting up listening sessions in our own districts. The Joint Finance Committee will be announcing in the next couple of weeks a series of listening sessions throughout the state where the public is invited in and to give them feedback about where they think the budget is right and where they think it's wrong. And then it's our responsibility from there to take all that information from our own districts and from these listening sessions that Joint Finance is going to hold and work on the budget through the course of April and May, and then pass it in June, hopefully with the changes that the public is looking for.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us and listening to our callers.
Absolutely.
Jim Steinecke, a Republican state representative from Kaukauna and the Assembly Majority Leader. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Caleb Lato for producing and directing this hour. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We are going to talk about higher education in America coming up in our next hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.